Doris, in an interview with the Guardian newspaper, alleges that the president accosted her outside the bathroom in his VIP box at the tournament. Doris was 24 at the time and said her account could be corroborated by several people she confided in about the incident. The president, through his lawyers, denied ever having harassed, abused, or behaving improperly toward Doris.
Fox's John Decker. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, the effects of Sally are going to slowly start to fade out. There'll still be a few lingering showers around scattered across the area today. Cloudy with a high temperature up to about 80. Slight chance of showers tonight and Friday. They'll be widely scattered. Overnight low 68, up to about 81 tomorrow. Our weekend temperatures are very comfortable. High in the upper 70s Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll leave in a small chance, just a tiny chance both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Impacts from Hurricane Sally are being felt across central and south Alabama. Several roads are closed because of flooding in the city of Troy. City streets have been closed in Andalusia and Opp, and Crenshaw and Covington County roads have also been shut down. Pike County officials have deemed their roads impassable until they can be inspected. There are 160,000 power outages across the state, according to the latest update from Alabama Power. There are at least 25,000 outages in central Alabama. And Denmark's Mountaintop Industries announced they will open a new manufacturing facility in Montgomery. Mountaintop Industries makes aluminum roll covers for pickup trucks. The new Montgomery facility will create 90 full-time jobs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and the uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time. for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Eddie Bader in the house, manning the phones for us.
Yes, sir.
And, Jack, we got a first-time caller here named David. He was driving through town and scanned on the dial and found us. David, welcome to the show.
Joey Clark.
How are you, sir?
I am doing fine. I was, I'm driving through town.
Where are you driving? Where are you coming from? Where are you going to?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. I'm on my way down to Valdosta, Georgia. I picked this load up in St. Louis, Missouri.
Very good.
Hey, okay, let me reach over and turn that radio down so we don't have it in the background. There, I'm back. I want to say something to your listeners. And here you go, listeners. Keep listening. Encourage others to do the same. Here's why. Karl Marx was not invited, but he's got his foot in the door. He's in the schools. He's in the courtrooms. And he's also in the politics, not just Alabama, but our nation. We've got to get him out. We've got to show him to the door. It's people like this that you're listening to, Joey Clark, that's going to make it happen. Let's band together. Keep listening to these guys, and I delight in what I'm hearing from y'all. Man, you guys are super. I just want to give you two thumbs up. My name's David, first-time listener. Thank you for exposing the error of the left-wing liberalism that's out there.
Wow, David.
That's
wow.
David, that's really, really nice. We appreciate that.
That's almost better than a paycheck.
Hey, can I say something else?
Yeah.
And okay, you're just going to have to trust me. This is true. Somebody was talking about Tommy Tuberville and sang his praises. Well, I do too, and it's from a biased disposition. I won't mention her name, but Tommy has got a darling wife. She's a classmate. She was born and raised in Dover, Indiana. She graduated from East Central High in 1979, same year I did. I found out about her back in around the year 2000 when he was the coach of Auburn. I told my wife, oh, look, Suzanne married somebody in the Tuberville family, Tommy's relation or something. Come to find out, it was Tommy. I called her up, and I said, this is David Ullman, and we had I just exploded. She said, nobody's going to know about me but you now. And I said, I'm going to spread the word. But I'm not going to mention her name, but everything I told you is true. I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys. Keep talking. You guys are wonderful.
Well, thank you, David, and safe travels.
Thank you so much, David. Joey, tell David how he can get our app and listen from anywhere.
Yeah, David, if you have a smartphone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
93.1. Yeah, it streamlines. I'm going to have to tune in to you all.
Yeah.
Y'all are just great.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Wow, that's a great call.
Yeah, isn't it?
I always love that.
That's a great call.
So they just
drive through
town, hit the scan button. Hey, who are these guys talking? 5 minutes later. I love these guys.
Well, and then, you know, it's a nice change of pace from these folks who call all the time, like Papa B.
I thought he was the first time caller.
How you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
I'm nerd, okay. Oh, I tell you what, this subject about this all black city over in Georgia just tickles me to death. It's so funny to me. And I guess, you know, Eddie, if you were thinking about moving over there, probably look for Reverend Sharpton to grab his megaphone and start screaming about how you're a white interloper. Or maybe that's better than being a white antelope, though, because otherwise you might be sent to the taxidermist, since you'd be a rare species at that point. It's just so interesting to me that they're talking about being an all-black city. Are they saying now? Then that, well, George Wallace was right.
Well, that's my worry. Segregation.
And it depends on, I would want to talk to them before I would make my mind up on it. For instance, if it's about growing business, it's a private initiative, it's about making your way in this world, I say amen. And I was just telling Eddie off air, the reality in this country is it is majority white. Mm-hmm. And if you look at American history, back when it really was racist, look at, say, anti-Semitism, and yet how the Jewish population banded together and was able to overcome it. You can look at all sorts of other ethnic groups who did the same thing. Some that were not considered white and then somehow became considered white over time. So if it's about doing the right thing and coming together, growing economically, building a good community, that's fine with me. If it's, there are other ideologies that might animate it that I wouldn't be happy with.
Well, I mean, they're pretty clear about what they're thinking. It's, you know, for blacks. That's all. And so are they going to put like a sign out at the city limits? Hey, whites need not apply. I mean, just how is that going to work? I don't, you know, I tell you, I foresee a disaster for that. Plus an economic disaster. I mean, you're cutting out, you know, a large base of, you know, the market, residentially or whatever, you know.
It's all the difference in the world. That's why I'm just asking the question between, is it about keeping folks out or is it about folks joining together? For instance, there's this great institute, or it was founded to help people. It's called Tuskegee, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and these ideas are good ideas. It's not like Tuskegee doesn't, you know, offer opportunity to everybody of every background, but the idea of joining together to build something, I think, is great. But if what animates you is to keep others out, that's more of a problem.
You know what? I'm very libertarian on this. I really don't give a damn one way or the other.
Amen.
They can whoever wants to have their community, have your community. Let people in you want to let in. Don't let people in you don't want in. Who cares?
Well,
this is 97 acres in Georgia.
Right.
It ain't no big deal.
Right. Exactly.
Well, and while we're discussing it, I have no idea.
It's interesting.
Well, I mean, I'm in agreement with you there. It's, to me, it's more humorous than it is interesting in terms of an intellectual argument. You know, so, and I'm for just letting people do what they want to do. You know, I'm for leaving people alone, you know, and so... you know, stand back and watch is the type of approach that I would take for it. But I don't foresee it being a very good thing, especially if it's driven strictly by race. But hey, whatever floats your boat, man. The main thing is if you're going to, you know, if these folks are going to have a city that's just all black, they've lost all kind of rights about being able to complain about any other, you know, segregationist type action. They have no moral basis at that point to sit back and wag their finger at anybody else. My opinion, but I think it's valid. But anyway, interesting argument and interesting story, I suppose.
Yes, I thought it was interesting.
Appreciate y'all taking my call.
Thank you, Papa
B.
272-9228. Yeah, I just... thought it was an interesting tale, Jack. April Marie actually brought up a few days ago. Eddie sent it to me this morning. I'm like, let's take a bite at the apple, so to speak. And like you said, how much is 97 acres? I can't...
3 acres less than 100.
Thank you for that.
Damn. Got a break or anything going to you in a minute?
Oh, man. 272-9228. Bob, welcome.
Good morning. That first time called and did such an awesome job. It's recent. Sincere appreciation for your program.
Bob, are you on speaker? Having trouble hearing you here.
Okay. Much better. Much better. Okay. Great newspaper called the Epoch Times, super conservative.
Yeah, good paper.
They had a great article, and this is probably what I've been saying. Very informed, but they were saying the majority of the Antifa people are teachers, educators.
And second point of that is I've heard that it's a federal law to cross state lines to incite riots or whatever criminal act
it is.
The law addresses. So I can't see why we don't see anything about any of these people being arrested for violating federal law. Joey, I'll let you comment on that.
Okay. Appreciate it, Bob.
Eric.
Jack, you were going to say something?
No.
No?
No.
I was just reading your face.
I don't know the law, so.
Well, there was a big New York Times headline last night, and others picked it up, of Attorney General Barr, sources say, was trying to charge certain people with sedition against the country. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, I think some folks are going to be under the gun for some more heavy penalties than just, you know, your run-of-mill arson, property destruction, you know. Folks organizing things, let's say. And yes, it is, I think, a federal crime to cross state borders to go start a riot elsewhere. Because it's a weird distinction, but it's different than, hey, I'm mad, it's my own town, I'm going to raise hell, that's bad enough. But hey, I'm mad, I'm going to go start something somewhere else. And I'd imagine the reason you have laws like that at the federal level is because you don't want something like an insurrection. You know, even getting the kindling for an insurrection with that sort of behavior. So we'll see what the Attorney General does. But thousands of people have been arrested on this stuff. And there are also reports coming out, Jack, of, you know, these bail programs, Kamala. Mm-hmm. Or is it Kamala? Mm-hmm. No, Kamala.
Kamala.
Where, you know, she supported it, promoted a lot of these bail programs. Well, some of these people who got out on bail were not exactly good characters, just fighting the good fight for peace and justice, let's say. Mm-hmm. You know, some pretty awful crimes, some I don't even want to speak of. You know, rape and the like.
Yeah.
Pretty awful stuff. So we'll see where this goes with the DOJ. But right now, everything is political. It's hard to take anything on face value, nor should you, folks. Everything has a political motivation about winning power in November. It really just gets amplified and it corrupts being able to tell the truth, have a good conversation about the truth. It's a crying shame. 272-9228. Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Oh. Hey, Joey. Good morning.
Morning, Sam.
Eddie, Jack, what I was going to say is, what he's talking about, Jack was right first, the 19 acres. For the place, that's small potatoes. But I was wondering about who's going to set the charter, who's going to allow the rules for letting people in. You know, Rachel Dolezal, what about her? She's going to want in. And
Or Jessica Krug, the latest.
That's it. And it's plenty of mixed marriages. I mean, there's all kind of crazy questions going on with that. But listen, the preppers, and I read a while back, someplace up in North Dakota, there was a bunch of people that wanted to get there and had their own little community. So, yeah, if this bunch wants to, God bless them.
Well, and I'm with Jack on this, Sam. Freedom of association, freedom of, you know, you're free to do it, in my mind. And beyond the law and beyond your rights, your legal rights, I would hope people would, hey, want to work together or these sorts of things. But legally speaking, I think you should have that right. But you would come into some issues if you actually chartered a new city. I'd imagine 97 acres would be more like a private development. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, neighborhood.
That's it. Other than that, I got Jack said something that offended me last week, and I've been wanting to address it. And,
please.
Yes, Jack Campbell, the wise Jack. He said that he had a problem with buttered popcorn flavored jelly beans, and I'm like, no. Those are the best tasting.
What?
Jelly Belly. Yes, those butter popcorn, they got the butter flavor perfect. And yet, if you go in the pig store, the Piggly Wiggly, you can buy a sack, no variety, just straight little bag of those butter-flavored jelly beans, and they're delicious.
Well, Sam, I'll save you some money. Just go to the dairy section, buy a stick of butter, and munch on it like a Snickers bar.
I'm not going to do like Greg Budell, bring a stick of butter and let it sit out up there in the studio. hey, Joey, we're good down here. The power went out for a little while, had a little rain. know that, you know, around the farm, things in good shape, and we're enjoying the show. How about that?
Appreciate it, sir.
Good to hear it.
All right, out here.
Jack, have you really tried those things? The
look at me. Is there anything I haven't tried?
That's a good way to put it.
Yes, I've tried them. They've been in a, you know, when you get a bag of the Jelly Belly in there, like assorted variety. Ugh. It is wretched.
Yeah, because some of the flavors will bleed off like, another one.
It's like licorice. If I bite into licorice, I got to find a place to spit.
Ugh, yeah. I'm not a licorice fan either.
No, you either love it or hate it, and I hate it.
Ugh. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. Talk to Ben. Hey, Ben.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are y'all doing?
Doing all right. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I agree with you guys. They can do what they want to in Georgia. I just wonder, and you might have brought this up. I've been in and out. I'm coming from the south north to Montgomery. But, I mean, is it really legal? I mean, can I start an all-white thing here in Montgomery? Do you think they'd let that fly?
How long's the country club been around?
You would advertise it. I don't know how you would screen people. I'm not sure that legally you can screen people.
You couldn't do it.
To move into
right, that's what
anymore.
I thought. I thought the whole housing act, you know, where you can't discriminate against people and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But if they can start a whole black community, then I should be able to start. And I really don't care. I'm not going to do it, but I should be.
Here's an interesting thing, Ben, and just generally the history. For instance, everybody kind of looks at that moment with George Wallace, bad, very bad.
Right.
And I agree. Now, Wallace had a bigger story to his life after that, one of actually reconciliation with a lot of the folks he wronged. It's a great book. I really appreciate George Jr. Send me that book about his life. But the move to desegregate the schools, I think, was a good move. But what's happened since those days? People are self-segregating. And it usually, in my mind, isn't out of malice or fear. It's just, it's kind of happening that way.
Yeah, that's who we enjoy being around or whatever. I mean, you can go to a party that's mixed, and you look around and you see a group of white people talking. And they're right. Mixed in, but for the most part, we want to live, you know, I mean... But I was just questioning the legality of it. I'm sure they've checked it all out, whatever. I mean, like if I was to apply to live over there and my credit checked out and I was able to buy a house or whatever they're doing, I mean, how would they not let me in just because I'm white?
They can't.
And vice versa.
You if I mean, as long as they have like a private security force, what happens if your house catches on fire? You probably can't call the city fire department to come extinguish the blaze. I mean, there's a lot of things to consider, and maybe they've thought of all those things.
Right. And you know, I guess my real point was, well, if they can do it, then somebody needs to, you know, do it the other way and just see how it works. Now, I know we have Indian reservations, right? Like, I can't go move into a Navajo
Indian
reservation.
Well, that's a whole other unique history, the pseudo-sovereign laws. I mean, but you could be the token white guy of the town. I'm sure they'll allow that.
I don't know.
No, that would probably be me.
I enjoy you guys.
Call,
thank you guys.
See you,
bye-bye.
272-9228. We got to hit a quick break.
See
here.
What Eddie started?
I know.
See what Eddie started?
I know.
Big radio talk show host.
It's a conversation, Jack.
We're just asking questions.
Right. I'd rather converse about the hurricane.
The hurricane?
The hurricane? The hurricane?
Well, here.
Whatever you want to call it, Eddie.
Listen.
You and your Yankee self.
Be right back.
Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by the fine folks over there at Cole Plumbing. Give James Cole and the whole Cole family a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. They have this proprietary pipelining technology. It really is special stuff. It allows them with expertise and precision to get in there and fix any of your plumbing problems, big or small, with minimal discomfort to you and your home. They also offer things like tankless water heater technology, so you get tired of the hot water running out in that long shower. Maybe you're competing with the rest of the family in the morning for that hot water, which is a miserable thing. A cold shower is only good when you want a cold shower, so to speak. Let Cold Plumbing allow you to plan out your showers in a more, well, easygoing way, that endless hot water. And again, y'all need to call them because they are trusted, have been serving the River Region since 1977. They're number one in the number two business for a reason. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Go to coleplumbing.com. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
That's right, Jack. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, guys, I'm over here in front of Renfro's. Got blue sky and sunshine peeking out. And wow, a big old hawk with a 5-foot wingspan hovering over the parking lot. So I ain't kidding you. Sunshine, patches of blue. So the hurricane's blowing away. We're going to have a nice, cool weekend, guys.
Make sure to wear sunscreen, though, you Red Top.
Oh, forget it, buddy. You should see me under the black light. And probably Eddie too. It's scary.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't want to see any black light images.
Go on. You go into a club.
And I have 13 black lights because of my fluorescent art studio, buddy. You ain't never. I'm spotted like a damn leopard. But let me tell you, I was a realtor in Atlanta, Georgia. Any developer that even puts that proposition up for an all-black neighborhood is committing a federal crime. It ain't gonna ever happen, guys. So, these guys obviously don't have a brain that are even proposing it. And it's against the law. It's never going to happen. This is a bunch of hype. And so, not an issue, guys. It's just a severe BS. And I lived in Atlanta and practiced at real estate. If you're a realtor, anything you do is federal. I hate to tell everybody, yeah. You know, state laws do not apply. Am I wrong or right, Eddie?
You're correct, 100%.
And you can't even talk about this as a realtor or you commit a federal crime.
You are correct, 100%.
And, yeah, a lot of damn questions on the real estate exam about it, and you better get it right. Back to Tommy Tuberville. This is the most impressed I've been with an interview. You can tell the man's been listening, and the first statement he made, he said, this country is all about stability and a few other things he said. I was impressed. I think the man is smart enough not to make a bunch of statements He's got going to listen, and I'm also impressed that he's that close with the president. I don't expect him to introduce me to Donald Trump, but it's a hell of a nice try for Eddie Bowles and Primal Carpet, though, I got to say.
Right.
That's right. Well, he did offer to put some free carpet in the White House.
Please, let's not get the man in trouble. You know what I mean? He got no problem. And Doug Jones, you know, I'm a great campaigner, and I'll give you an example. I was at T-Mobile on Ann Street the other day paying my bill, and I was talking about the mask, and the reason why we're all wearing masks is because Congress has not settled the liability issue yet. And until they do, no business is going to be open or let you in without a mask, because they will be liable if you get sick in their office or business. And so I was talking with two people, and I told this black lady, I said, I used to be a teacher, and you're going to learn something whether you like it or not. And I want you to believe I'm telling you the truth. If you doubt me, I doubt you do, Joey, do you?
I was barely paying attention. Somebody put a clip out of Trump red top, and you know how he does his hands all the time? His hands in and out. Somebody superimposed an accordion, like a squeeze box. It was distracting me.
That is perfect.
I appreciate it.
But I really enjoy Tommy Tuberville.
Me too.
He's got his damn voice. God, he's in there with Larry Stevens. This man is a double baritone. So I'm impressed. Thank you so much for getting him on, and I look forward to hearing from him again. And Doug Jones is digging a hole. He's trash. That's all I got to say. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Appreciate it, Red Top.
Later, Red Top.
272-9228. Let's go to Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good, Ronner. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I really enjoyed the interview with Watts yesterday. He really opened my eyes to more things than I thought. I understand that we are way behind the country and other communities with curriculum when it comes down to different languages and stuff, because we were short of Spanish teachers anyway. Then our kids need to learn more language than Spanish, because the world is rarely evolving. We're getting different people coming in from different cultures, and we need to be able to communicate with them, too. So I understand... he brought to the light there was a lot of things that we were lacking behind.
Yeah, and like I said, it'd be the beginning of the conversation. Mm-hmm. I want to have him on when Jack's on and get some more callers in. I hate that we missed you. We just ran out of time yesterday. But
yeah, what it was, and then I also like the statement he said, although if he don't be the chief financial director, they're going to put some laws in that you must be governed by.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then, now, that's what it continues. The laws... what makes the rules, but the idea about it, I also understood that he said once they find these problems, they have to report it to authorities, law enforcement. So law enforcement's got to take action. Now, a lot of people understand why these people ain't going to jail that them stole. Why the school board got them walking around? Well, the school board can only turn over the information to the DA.
There you go. There
you go. The DA has to handle the situation from there. So, people, let's give them a chance, because they sound like they really need this meal.
Well, he was a great interview. It was good to hear him on the show, and he's a very confident person. He actually sounds like he knows what he's doing compared to what we've had in there in the past.
It sounds like he's the guy who's brought in when things go wrong, and he cleans things up.
That's
right.
What it sounds like, because he, from county to county, wants him.
Oh, I bet.
All right, guys.
Hey, thank you, Robert. Right.
Appreciate
it. Thanks, Robert.
272-9228. You know, we were talking about real estate laws just a second ago. One place you can learn about real estate and learn all the intricacies to keep that license or gain it for the first time is the Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
That's right.
In fact, that's who's bringing you this part of the program, the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson. He's got over 40 years of experience, and that's where it really shows in that class of his. You've been in the class several times,
that's
Eddie.
Right.
It's very interactive, right?
It's incredibly interactive. It's so much better. I started to do the via website when I first took my lesson, but I had to go to class because it wasn't just me. It's Bo, and he's talking to not just me, but everybody in the class. It's an open discussion, and you learn not just to memorize, but you actually learn by situations, and that's the only way I can learn. I've got to, somebody can't tell me, Eddie, this is a law, you got to follow it. I've got to have something to go with it. you know, right. a story or whatever to go with it. And it helps out so, so much.
Yes, stories really make the point, and Bo Goodson's got a lot of stories.
Yes, he does.
The good and the bad, actually. Yes. You do real estate that long here in the River Region, and you're going to find some things out.
He's got some great ones.
So y'all check out the Goodson Group today, whether you're looking to buy a home, sell your home, or become a real estate agent, or just be a more knowledgeable player here in the River Region real estate market. Go online to thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or give them a call at 551-0225, 551-0225. The Goodson Group, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to give us a call. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, actually. Thank you for asking.
Yes.
Eddie Bader in the house. We'll be right back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughan Road. Sinclair's.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, the effects of Sally are going to slowly start to fade out. There'll still be a few lingering showers around scattered across the area today. Cloudy with a high temperature up to about 80. Slight chance of showers tonight and Friday. They'll be widely scattered. Overnight low 68 up to about 81 tomorrow. Our weekend temperatures are very comfortable. High in the upper 70s Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll leave in a small chance, just a tiny chance both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie in the house. Getting ready for the Dan Moore Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Special guest host, April Marie Fogle. On the phone with us now, Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie, how are you?
Man, I need to plug in the sponsor. One of your sponsors.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to see up Kim Williams and Miss Charlotte. And with all this virus going around and spatial distancing and all this such, you can't beat her. You can't beat her with a 9-foot stick.
I'll try.
I mean, she fine. Well, I believe you won't come out on the short end there, Jack. But anyway, she goes out of her way. Charlotte goes out of her way, and they jam up people to do business with.
Save you some money.
Do it again. By God, I'll be going there.
Saved you a good bit of money.
Yeah, I got about $250 I saved every month.
Heck oh, yeah!
Wow, that's fantastic.
Plus, I'm getting a little hunkback change. And I ain't got to pay a payment in November.
Man, there you go, getting things in order.
Well, I'm trying to, but anyway, that caller called you a while ago about building this black place on 97 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a 40 acres is a quarter mile by quarter mile.
Okay.
That's square 40 acres. All right. Then, don't bitch. Don't fuss and be ugly. Just pack your belongings and move up to Scottsboro. And that's all you got to do.
You backing up or something? I'm hearing a beep.
Well, I ain't unplugged yet. I'm sitting on my carport in my truck. I just got back from my drugstore.
No, I was like, what is that beeping? And Ronnie's backing up.
She's backing up, baby.
No, I don't have a backup horn. But I didn't go get my prescription. I went to get the prescription.
Oh,
no.
And,
okay.
So it's going to be a pretty weekend. We've been sitting in the house so long, you can't get out and can't do nothing. So I'm going to sit back in this weekend and roll me up a few nice and cold beers.
And look at that blue sky, listen to the birds mm-hmm. chirp, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah, man.
Till the football games come on.
There you go.
Then I move my TV outside.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all have a good day. I just want to come and plug in for Kim Williams because they did. They bend over backwards to do what for you, not for them. And they worked their butts off.
Thank you for that,
Thank
Ronnie.
You, Ronnie.
Thank
Enjoy
you for
the weekend,
me.
Man.
Y'all have a good day. Bye.
272-9228. Let's go to another good friend of the show, Mike D.
Hey, brother, how's it going?
I'm all right, brother.
Jack, Eddie, how are you guys doing today?
Fine as fuck.
Fine, how's it going, pal?
I'm doing great, man. Hey, I wanted to shout out real quick to Red Top and tell him to make sure that's not a buzzard circling overhead. I know at his advanced age, that might be a buzzard. So. No, I love you, Red Top. Just kidding, buddy. real quick, you know, they're talking about this vaccine, having it out by the end of the year.
Yeah.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer as far as, you know, like polio and all that other stuff, but I don't take a flu vaccine every year because, number one, it's 90% of the time it's not the right strain. It's ineffective.
Right.
Is this going to be a mandatory vaccine or is it going to be voluntary? And I'm wondering which people are going to line up first to take something that's been rushed to market like this.
I don't think it's mandatory. I don't think that's in the cards with the Trump administration. However, I don't know because...
Well, LSU did a deal where they said if they were more likely to give student tickets to students that have been vaccinated.
Right.
So, yeah. Same thing like when you take your kids and enroll them in school, you have to show the blue card with all their immunizations. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be where you can't keep your job or you can't go here and you can't go there if you don't have a piece of paper showing that you've been immunized against COVID.
I think that's it. Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, ding. You're a winner.
And, I, you know, this whole wearing masks and all this stuff is all a test balloon for this kind of stuff where they can just roll out mask control over people for fear of safety of a virus that we really don't know very much about.
Well, and then listen to this. I don't know if you saw this, Mike, and others out there listening. Donald Trump Jr. is now amplifying it. Ben Shapiro is too. But here's what Donald Trump Jr. wrote. The dim mayor of Nashville knowingly lied about COVID data to justify shutting down bars and restaurants, killing countless jobs and small businesses in the process. Everyone involved should face jail time. How many other dim-run cities is this happening in?
Yeah, I read that this morning. It was like 20,000 cases that they had, and only 80 of them could be traced back to a restaurant or a bar.
Wow.
Right. Out of those 20,000. So there's no justification for the shutdown of those businesses. Anyway, it just concerns me greatly that we're rolling into this draconian kind of authoritarian society where, you know, if they say it on TV, then damn it must be true, and everybody must toe the line, and, you know, just our freedom and liberty is being eroded away, and it just scares the hell out of me. That's all.
Yeah, it's like a new clerical oligarchy, but the clergy is made up of scientists and progressive evangelicals.
And, you know, scientists they don't have a consensus on pretty much anything, you know, like global warming and all this other kind of stuff, but we're supposed to take their word on this. I don't know. It frustrates the hell out of me.
Right. It'd be nice if we could just take a day off, trust the people in power, but that would be foolish.
Yeah. No, you got to go by Stone Cold Steve Austin's motto, and don't trust anyone. All right, brother. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Oh, got to love Mike.
Yeah, man.
You know, he was a professional wrestler for a little while, Jack.
Really?
He's trying to get back into it, yeah. He said one of the scariest things he's done. I asked him, he was on the show when I was doing the nighttime show, and he said probably one of the scariest things he's done is jump off a 30-foot ladder.
Holy cow.
One of those crazy matches. And yeah, you can script and choreograph, or it's kind of like a dance is a good way to describe what professional wrestling is. You can call it in the ring, but you can't fake gravity. 272-9228. Randall, hello.
Hello, fellas.
What's up, Randall? How are you today, good sir?
Oh, I'm good, man. Good. I want to touch with Jack on them jelly beans. And you still there, baby? Oh, he done.
I'm here, buddy.
Oh, hey, on the jelly beans, there's a game they got some nasty, nasty flavor, baby. I'm talking about some that it's kind of like that Fear Factor game, but they do it with jelly beans. Oh, man, it's off the chain, man. So, I mean, when watching them teenagers do that game, I couldn't do it. I mean, some of them even stink. I mean,
yeah, they're mystery beans, and you don't know what you're going to get until you put it in your mouth.
No.
It's a game. And, man, it's some pretty foul-smelling stuff when they bite into some of them, man.
Why don't we just pick up a handful of dirt?
But dirt's dirt, you know. Hey, and you know Alabama. There's some folks that eat that.
That's
stuff.
Right. That was dirt.
And before I get too forget, I mean, it's not a live spot, but Ronnie, I hope you're doing good, brother. You know what I mean? I really hope you're putting up the fight that you want to fight. And if you don't, I hope you enjoy the rest of your time here. But on a sponsor, on the ads, you got one that's not a live spot. But, man, I think it's Tide Pro right there in Prattville. I think the owner's name is Mike. Look, I ain't sure, but you need to let Joy do your live spot. Man, they are awesome. I went down there, and they took care of me, man. Like, they ain't have a clue, you know what I mean? I just went down there out of a whim because my tire was about to shake me out of the seat. And, man, and there's some big tires, and, man, they went out of their way. They had no clue. I want to say it. They knew Randall, so they took care of him. But, you know what I mean? They took a grinder and shaved the lugs and lined them back up when my tire wouldn't shake.
Wow.
I mean, who does that? You know what I mean? Like, because I took them one place to have take the balance, and it didn't no good. Somebody told me I had one separating. But these tire pros, they really are what they say. They took these tires.
When you started talking, Did they know it was you?
I don't think so because the man didn't take, you know what I mean? I left the truck sitting there and I told him what I needed and I walked out. And I told them what I had went through, and I don't think they knew who I was. I mean, nobody said, hey, you know, or even poked out. But let me tell y'all, Tire Pros, man, y'all awesome. Thank y'all. And you made me, I'm going to get through Christmas and not have to spend $300. Them tires are $300 a piece, man.
Yeah.
It's because of the rim that's on it, and I hate it. And they saved me, man. My kids are going to get to enjoy Christmas because they took a grinder and went out their way. But on the mask thing, and I want to get the time ahead of time, but, man, they are putting up, Jack, they are putting up the Texas Fair. They're going to do a drive-thru, and they are putting up the Texas Pete thing, the big guy they put up every year with a mask on. And Gucci and all them are coming out with designer masks. So this is not going away no time soon. Or they wouldn't. Man, these masks are $800 a piece. Mm. I mean, it's not going away, Joy. I heard this morning. I know you wanted to go on off the deep end, but I'm glad, man. I'm glad y'all didn't. Tommy didn't take no calls. Tommy, brother. I know you impressed Red Top, but man, today he was off. Man, we can't.
What?
He was off. And you can't tell people. Right? Yes, man, go back and listen to it. He was. He's I can't believe, but he is the best thing we got, and I know he's going to win. They better not come out with nothing, I hope. But I'm just saying, this thing, you can't sit through a Trump at a rally. I mean, you can't sit through Congress. I don't care if you've been there 4 hours. You should. That man asked you to be there, and you couldn't wait on it. I mean, that's one thing that broke my heart. You can't say you love that man and then leave during the speech and go to a bar. I mean, that just don't go hand in hand. I love you, Coach. But we need to come out hitting, man. All this time we've had off, we ought to have a plan. You know what I mean? He should have came in and laid it down hot and thick. But it's all right. I know what he's doing. And he's got it sold up, long as, you know what I mean, he don't do a Roy Moore on us. And,
I don't think that'll happen.
No, I don't. And so
Randall, I'll tell him that next time he comes in here, he needs to lay it down hot and thick.
it sounded like he was ready, man. He didn't sound like he had his foot planted. You know, he was pivoting, and I think he was dragging it. Man,
I
love him, but we ain't got to worry about nothing because, boy, we going to the top with him. I mean, so, but I just want him. I have a plan. We just don't. We don't have nothing. And just, I ain't never ran for Congress. And I don't know, you know, if there's a way you can go in that plan, or you just got to wait till you get there to fill it out. I hear it both ways, Jack. Is there a way to make a plan to make it work, or you just got to get there and float the boat?
Well, I think you got to get there. There's 435 people in the House, and there's 100 in the Senate. So when you're a newcomer, you don't have a real big voice.
Well, Randall, we got to run. All
right, hey, man. Sir.
Take care, Randall.
Y'all, man. Love y'all. Bye, baby.
See you, brother.
Well, everybody's got their take. More news and views from 9 till noon. It'd be a quick saying goodbye.
Hey, I have a question. Does April Marie have some message written on the back of her blouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. on the hoodie.
It's a skull.
Well, it's a skull. It's a bedazzled skull.
Yes. Bedazzled.
Yeah.
We got
to hit this break, though, Jack.
You were a different guy, Jack.
That looks awful.
We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? and military personnel to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
We have new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces. But if that's not your thing, we've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year. Lots and lots of wonderful Christmas decorations. Christmas ornaments, Christmas gifts, because the season is changing. And you know what? If you want to get ready early, you come on, call us at Tucker Pecan, send us a list of your clients, customers, families, friends. We will take care of the rest, and your Christmas shopping is done. We do fundraisers for churches, schools, civic organizations. Call us, we'll send you a price list, and we'll take care of the rest at Tucker Pecan at 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Just enough time to say hello and say goodbye again. Hello, Jack.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Say hello to April Marie Fogle.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, April Marie.
Don't you mess with my skulls. I love my Zadegan Voltaire.
Well, it just looks lovely. Wish I had it.
I will have Joe, for those listening, if you are following me on Facebook and Twitter at April Marie, I will have Joey take a picture.
Sure.
So you can see this hoodie that has offended Jack's delicate senses.
What?
Oh, it didn't offend me. I just thought it was ugly.
On that note.
Well, on that note, Jack, I will never go on a date with you.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm sorry, but you really don't have to worry.
Well, that's a good way to end the program here. Jack, good seeing you today.
I love you, Jack.
Good seeing y'all.
I love you. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Have a great show coming up.
Indeed. Eddie, thank you.
Thank you guys, man. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
Eddie, never hang out with me.
I would love to. Tomorrow's a good day. I'm only doing radio 7 hours a day, so maybe I can squeeze in.
But y'all stay tuned. The Dan Moore Show with special guest host April Marie Fogle will be up right after this top of the hour break.